The Mill Avenue Chamber Players, as the name implies, is based in Tempe. But the group's success lies in partnerships with other communities. They spent this season giving concerts at the Glendale Public Library for a program that was due to end because of a loss of funding until a partnership was born with the Woodwind Quintet based in Tempe. The performances happen on the last Thursday of each month, and the next one is at 6:30, April 24th. The driving force behind the Mill Avenue Chamber Players is an inexhaustible horn player named Rose French. You must be the busiest person I've spoken to in a long time. I look for bios for you. I find them at Grand Canyon University.
Yes.
ASU.
Yes.
Phoenix College.
Yes.
PVCC.
Yes.
NAU.
I teach there in the summer for their summer music camp.
And then you play in the Phoenix Chamber Brass.
And I also teach at Rosie's House.
I've taught
that
for
Rosie's 10 years.
House.
Yeah.
So as if you didn't have enough to do, you started Mill Avenue Chamber Players.
I did. I started in 2007 with an entrepreneurial grant from ASU while I was finishing up my doctorate. And I finished my doctorate in 2008, right when...
The economy tumbles.
The economy tumbles. There are no jobs. And I'm like, what are we going to do? This was right before all the entrepreneurial stuff started. Everybody in the ensemble had a responsibility not only as a musician, but also a skill outside of being a musician. It failed miserably. I did everything myself the first year, got so burnt out. So I took a little bit of time off, and this past year we partnered with the Glendale Public Library. I wrote a grant to keep a 25-year chamber music series going called Live at the Library.
Mill Avenue Chamber Players, how many iterations have there been?
Well, it started out actually as a harmony ensemble, a pair of oboes, a pair of clarinets, pair of horns, and pair of bassoons. The current reiteration is Monica Sauer, who teaches at Arizona School for the Arts, and Nick Flickinger, who's one of the busiest oboe players I know. He was in the ensemble originally as well. And then a friend of mine, Aaron Finkelstein, who just moved back to the area.
That current iteration of Mill Avenue Chamber Players is preparing to go in the studio to make a first CD. What's that repertoire going to be? Can you tell us?
We are doing transcription of a Shostakovich string quartet, and then we're doing two other transcriptions as well. So we decided to stick with a CD of transcriptions to start out with.
If we go April 24th, what are we going to hear?
The Shostakovich string quartet number 8 was transcribed for Woodwind Quintet. You know, after a while you play some of the same stuff and you're like, okay, we'll program the Hindemith again. And, you know, you love to play it, but when you play something new like this that you know in its original form, you're like, I get to play Shostakovich chamber music. I mean, as a horn player, that's impossible.
So Shostakovich transcribed.
Shostakovich, the Debussy Petite Suite. Very well known for in the woodwind quintet world.
Right.
And then Phoenix Chamber Brass did a commissioning project several years ago, and there was one piece that we just really fell in love with by a friend of ours. His name's Andrew Thompson, and it's called Elegy. And it's, you know, it's maybe 4 minutes long. It's really beautiful, and I transcribed it for woodwind quintet.
That is the Phoenix Chamber Brass, another group that Rose plays with, playing the Elegy for Brass Quintet by Andrew Thompson. Somehow she found time to make a transcription, and we'll hear it April 24th at Glendale Public Library at 6:30. At the Heart of the Arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Behaff.